2020. We're excited to bring you
the excuse me.
Stop living in the past.
Which year do you think we're in?
Oh shit, I said 2020. Oh shit. I am not orientated to time. Hi, I'm Sha.
Hi, I'm Sha 2.0, and you're listening to Nerdum Say, a podcast where two girls with an overactive imagination take on a geeky journey through fiction.
Happy 2021. We are excited to bring you the first episode of this year, which is our first Tribera. So today, we are excited to introduce one of our friends who will be the quiz master for this episode, Sabrina. Hello, Sabrina.
Hey guys, hey Shal, hey Sha 2.0.
Thank you.
I'm Sabrina. I'm Shalini's friend, the first one, the original, the old one, I guess. The older one.
Thank you. She is the older one.
Okay, just got a little nervous there. I did my housemanship with the elder Shalini. In Tolo Intan, and we met through our mutual love for all things weird and nerd, and that's why I've been called in for the quiz master to be the quiz master today. So yeah,
do you think you'll be biased towards her? Because I'm gonna keep an eye on the both of you.
Okay, in the spirit of all things Hermione and Amy, I'm going to be completely unbiased and make the best woman win. Okay?
I love that.
Okay. All right. So, okay. So thank you for joining us. I know it's been busy with COVID. So do you want to run us through the format of the trivia today?
All right, quizlings, this is how it's going to go. There will be three categories for this quiz. The first category will be questions. And for every question that you can answer, you will get 1 point. And if you can't answer your question, the question will be directed to your opponent, where they will win 1 point if they are able to answer the question. Mm-hmm. Each category will last for about 15 minutes, okay? And the second category will be on quotes. So same thing, if you could answer who said the quote, you'd get 1 point. And if you couldn't, give it to your opponent. If you can answer, 1 point to them. And the third category will be a lightning round on all things Potter. So I'd be asking the questions and whoever could answer me first would get that point. Right. And we'll total it up and we'll see who's the winner.
So Sabrina, what world and fandoms are we covering in this trivia?
All right, so we're going to cover a few TV shows and Pride and Prejudice, because I honestly didn't know what other books to get, because I didn't know what other books that you guys read as well, other than, well, Pride and Prejudice.
Make it sound like we've just read one book.
Yeah.
No, the three of us.
I don't know how literate you guys are.
Like, I know Shalini has read, like, Emma and everything else, but I don't know, like, how in-depth that would be. So, like, whether it'd be right to be asking questions from that book. And I know that you have read, Sha 2.0 has read Sherlock Holmes, but I don't think Shalini has read much of that, right?
How dare you? I've read all of it.
Oh, damn it. Okay. All right.
Are we with friends right now? What is this?
I'm sorry. Forgive me. Or not. You know, we'll see after the quiz.
I'm feeling a little more confident now.
Okay.
Yeah, you're severely underestimating me. I am disappointed.
The quiz questions today are going to be on Friends, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Pride and Prejudice, and Harry Potter.
Okay, I feel a little better now. Those are things that I know fairly well. except for Harry Potter. Okay. It really will.
I thought you were going to be like, except for Harry Potter, which I don't know at all.
All right. All right. I see whether you guys see the Harry Potter stuff.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, okay. Okay, so let's discuss stakes before we start the showdown. It's not the final showdown. It's the final countdown. It's the final countdown.
So, Charanya, why didn't you let me know what the stakes are?
Okay, so should I be the one that wins this trivia? Should that happen in a very, very likely scenario, if that happens, my choice, and I know you're going to hate this because I'm not the biggest fan of it myself, but we have to cover a reality show.
What reality show? Please don't say something that I really detest.
Okay. I think we should cover Desperate Housewives.
Oh, no. 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 Oh, why?
That's hell on earth, okay? But if you really want to make it hard, you could do Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, my God. Sabrina, like, with the assist.
Sabrina, you're supposed to be unbiased. Stay out of this. Do not make this worse.
Look, here's the thing, right? I can still low-key handle Desperate Housewives. I've watched one episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I couldn't get through that. So I can't put myself through that just for the victory. I can put myself through Desperate Housewives to make her hate me and everything about TV.
Oh, my God. What are you, like, saying? Are you, like, saying, like, you can't, like, you can't keep up with the Kardashians?
I really can't.
That's really what we're saying. We cannot.
Like, I don't have the energy.
I think if I win, the choice that I make is going to piss off Sabrina more than Charanya. I think Charanya is going to be okay with it, but Sabrina is going to be angry. Do you want to take a guess, Sabrina, at what I would pick?
What show do I hate so much?
It doesn't have to be a show. We just said a content that we've never really explored.
I don't know. Mukbang? I hate that.
Mukbang is just people eating, right?
I know, but like, you know, the ASMR of them chewing stuff and slurping stuff?
No, just like, I'm not into ASMR. No, but I would definitely pick a Korean content and it will very likely revolve around BTS, so.
Oh my God. Sha 2.0. The grace of God be on you. Okay.
How dare you take sides?
Now I am slightly biased.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I don't mind if you win. Like, I'm very on board with
you. Oh, okay, bias gone. Bias gone.
What is the other thing at stake?
So yes, well, is that what you're gonna make us do? Listen to BTS? Because
well, it's highly likely that it will be BTS, but I'm not sure because there's so much of Korean content out there like to explore. So I will pick once I have won and I've had time to think about it when I'm sitting on my throne.
Okay. I guess the thing I'd be most bitter about is the brag rights, which is the other reward of. Winning the trivia, brag rights, because we're both very, we have a lot of ego we carry on our shoulders. apart from the burden of being South Asian girls. so yes, brag rights will get to call ourselves the best host.
Oh yeah.
But don't act like you've already won, okay? Calm down. we'll get to call ourselves the best host, and the next episode will be of our choice, based on what we've just said. I am probably gonna stick with Desperate Housewives, but I might waver a little bit and choose a different reality show that is significantly worse. Sha will decide what Korean content we're gonna watch. And to be honest, I am completely on board with that because I love Korean content.
Yay. Yeah, okay, I'm excited. I just have to warn everyone listening, I'm going to be very competitive from now on. I cannot control it. I can be very Hermione. So if I become annoying, too bad, losers.
Oh my God.
It hasn't even begun.
It hasn't even begun.
Okay.
Sabrina, do you want to switch hosts?
I was just talking to Sabrina.
I would love to be playing, yeah.
We were just saying that it's a lot more mellow that it's you and me. If it was Sabrina and like myself versus each other, we would tear each other down because we're both really competitive. We would just rip each other.
That would be a bloodbath at the end of it. So,
so this is good. All right.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
All right. It is 1 p.m. So we've officially missed our mark.
All right. So without further ado, it's quiz time. Bam, 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 bam.
Round
one. All right, guys. Round one. Okay. Round one is going to go to Sha. Shall I start with Sha 2.0 first?
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay.
All right.
Oh, so God, I'm so nervous.
The first question is I'm just going to pick randomly. So you guys are going to have to, I'm not going to tell you which category it's from. Okay. All right. So the first question goes to Sha 2.0. In an effort to get over Richard, Monica started making what?
Jam.
All right. Jam. 1 point.
Wait, that's Project Runway, right?
Is it?
Moving on.
Okay, but I just got to say, what a weird thing to start making jam.
What? I was just about to make jam.
I've been thinking about making jam as well.
Yeah.
Look, I've even got a jar for it.
Okay, Monica. What do you guys break up with? Okay, all right. Second question goes to Shalini 2.0. Right.
1.0.
Okay. Oh, sorry, 1.0. How do Monica and Rachel convince Mr. Trigger not to kick them out for illegally subletting their apartment?
Oh, they asked Joey. Actually, Joey agrees to teach him dancing.
Oh, okay. All right. Joey agrees to practice ballroom dancing with him. 1 point. All right.
They pimped Joey out.
I think Joey sort of pimped himself out. Like, they didn't ask him to do that. Yeah.
True.
Sha 2.0. Who invites Jane to Netherfield?
Who invites Jane to Netherfield?
Yep.
Mr. Bingley's sister.
Name?
Oh, shit. It's been way too long since I've done.
And I would like the full name.
Oh, God.
I would like our listeners to know that I'm dancing right
Flash
now.
Slash names.
Oh no, hold on.
No.
I just remember it was a bitch name. Like, it's one of those names where you know, when you hear it, you're just like, yeah, she's a bitch. Like,
but it isn't Ashley.
I was definitely leaning towards something that sounded like Ashley, but like a more 1800s version of that. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to pass this over.
Okay, all right. Shalini.
It's Carolyn Bingley.
Oh, yeah.
Good job. But
it's Carolyn Bingley and her sister, Mrs. Hurst.
Yes, very good. What's the full name, by the way?
Okay, this is unfair because her name only gets mentioned once, like her first name. Literally once.
All right. Okay, all right. You get 1 point for that, though. Okay, it's Louisa Hurst. Okay, good job. Next question. Let's pick from something else. Okay. Where is Charles' adopted son from?
Who's Charles?
What country?
Did you just say, who's Charles?
Where is Charles' adopted son from?
Latvia.
Very good.
Damn it. Wait, hold on. Okay. But let the record show, she actually went, who's Charles?
No, because I was thinking of Charles Bingley. So I'm like, he has a son? Adopted son? Are we talking about the dude from Sense and Sensibility? But that's Colonel Brandon. Then I realized, oh, Brooklyn Nine-Nine Charles. Boyle.
Yeah, Boyle.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I told you I wanted to go and see like where they're from. All right. So now, Sha 2.0. Mm-hmm. What is the name of Lady Catherine's estate?
Wait, no, it's not Pemberley. That's... Oh, shit. Why do I get the Pride and Prejudice questions? It's been so long. I'm going to pass this. I don't remember.
Okay, Shali?
Rosings estate.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Emily Darcy's.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, it's not Pemberley. That's the only one I wanted to visit, though, as a kid.
I know. It looks really amazing.
It looks better than Lady Catherine's.
Yeah, it does. It has a lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like more like a small sea, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so moving on. Shalini.
Yes.
Shalini, right? Yeah, it's Shalini's turn. Okay. Who, according to Mr. Collins, is one of the most illustrious personages in this land?
You just say parsonages?
Personages.
I'm gonna say Miss Darcy.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, so it's wrong, isn't it? Hmm, yeah, but I can't. Oh, okay. Can I change my answer? Am I allowed to change my answer?
I don't know. Are we gonna go with that? I think you got it wrong, so you gotta pass it over to her.
All right.
Lady Catherine.
No, it's not. It's Mr. Darcy.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. When Kurtz meets him at the ball and he's talking to his cousins about Mr. Darcy, that's what he says.
Huh. Well.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Collins is... He described another man as...
Exactly.
Huh.
Yeah. He has sort of like, you know... repressed love for Darcy.
Yeah, I think he might low-key be gay, but not know it.
Or bi.
Yeah, probably.
Or bi.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Fine. All right. Okay, so moving on to Sha 2.0.
Yep.
Okay. Who is Jake's favorite singer?
Taylor Swift.
And, okay, to make it easier. Yes. Awesome. Okay.
I'm doing a TikTok dance.
Take it off, okay? Okay, Frank Jr., Phoebe's brother, met his wife, Alice, who was his teacher. What did she teach?
Home ec. Home ec. My favorite subject in school as well.
Seriously? Home ec?
You didn't like home ec? It was so fun.
I think I like gave my mother all my projects, like, you know, do my sewing, do my cooking.
we had like other fun stuff as well, like woodwork and electronics and piping. I love those better than the so-called girly ones.
Oh, damn. I never did woodwork.
Yeah, we did woodwork and piping. We had to learn how to like fix like the toilet. And build like electronic circuits and fix like plugs and wiring. That was so fun.
We learned that in science.
We did not. We learned it in home ec.
Interesting. You know what I think they should start teaching in home ec?
Mm-hmm.
How to kill insects and throw them away. Because that's a life skill I really need.
I just
And they really should teach us stuff like how to change a tire.
Yes. I don't know how to drive, but yes.
I can teach you both those things because I know how to do it. Just a small brag here. I will teach you.
You're going to be like Amy trying to teach Gina.
Yeah. Like she would destroy her courage. And Amy's like, oh, it's okay. She learned it. And I'm like, I do that all the time. I just want to teach people things and they don't want to learn. Why?
Because YouTube exists.
What did Gina say? She just pays someone to get it done, right?
No, she did it herself, but she found it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, man. But wait, I have a really fun, like, cool, fun fact about Frank Jr. There's actually one scene, I don't know if a lot of people have noticed this, but there's a scene in that episode where Phoebe is sort of fired from working at the coffee perk.
Yeah.
And she is sitting outside and one of the person drops stuff into her guitar case. And that person is the guy that eventually plays Frank Jr. Comes back and he says, oh shit, I dropped a condom in there. Can I take that back? Yeah. And that's Frank Jr. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah. So cool.
I don't think they had him in mind as Frank Jr. at the time. And I don't think it was supposed to be like, oh, remember there was that time they actually met each other, but you know.
But now it's just kind of a cool Easter egg.
It could be.
All right.
Okay, whose turn is it?
I think it's Dr. Shah. Wait, I answered. Oh, yeah. You answered the friend's question. You're right. It's my turn.
It's Shah 2.0's turn, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. What is Chandler Bing's middle name?
Wait. Meredith? No, it's not Meredith. It was something. It started with an M. Muriel, right?
Yeah, Muriel. You got it. All right, good job. Okay, Charlene.
All right.
Who was Monica's first kiss?
Ross. So disturbing.
Oh, my God. I was the pile of clothes.
You were my first kiss with Rachel? You were my first kiss ever? That is so
I had that question in just so I can laugh. It was so disgusting. All right. Okay. All you dog lovers. Okay, who is it? Shah 2.0. What is Rachel's family dog's name?
Ooh. I don't think I remember. I'm going to pass that.
Hang on. It's coming back to me. It's not Chi-Chi because that's Monica and Ross's dog.
Yeah.
I know this because Rachel's reading her newsletter or a letter her mom sends and she goes like, oh my God, that dog just died. And Ross is like, oh my God, he's still alive?
He was dragged 9 blocks.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, not 19 blocks.
Hang on. It's like in the tip of my tongue.
I know what you mean. And Phoebe goes, I think she's what? Because she makes a really weird sound for the name.
She does.
Oh, man. Damn. Oh, you know what? I give up.
All right, guys. It was LePooh.
Oh, yeah, I remember. It's LePooh now, but...
It's LePooh now. Oh, my God. Damn. Okay.
Question? Just for laughs. All right. Okay. Shah 2.0.
I think it's my question because.
Oh, yeah.
It's your question?
Yeah.
All right. After forgetting to hang posters for a blood drive, how many pints of blood does Jake donate himself?
5, which is not biologically possible.
Yes, because he'd be dead.
Oh god, this was in the BuzzFeed quiz.
All right, okay.
Someone's prepared.
All right.
Someone's prepared. Sha 2.0, do you remember the brand of lasagna that Scully and Hitchcock tried to warm up in a microwave?
Mama, wait, hold on.
I remember.
Wait, something, mama, something. Wait, hold on.
You're close.
Oh. It was an Italian name, obviously.
I'll give you a hint, it's an alliteration. I think it's an alliteration.
It's not Mamma Mia.
No, it's not. And it is an alliteration.
All right.
Mabel, Mama. I pass, I can't.
Can I? May I?
Yes, go ahead.
Mama Maglione.
Oh my god, yes!
You're supposed to be Mama Maglione.
Mama Maglione.
That's so right. Okay. Shari. Okay, I'm gonna ask you a quiz. I'm gonna ask you a question which was in the quiz in Friends itself. Okay, so Monica categorizes her towels. How many categories are there?
I knew you were going to ask this. I don't know if that's weird or that's just how close of friends we are. 11.
All right, 11 it is. All right, moving on to the next one.
I need to watch something else besides Friends, man.
Yeah, I was just like, off the top of my head, I just went 11. 11. I was going to signal it to you and then I realized we're against each other. I was going to be like...
What were the categories? There was like fancy guests. And then, you know, Joey starts off tables and goes like,
fancy guest.
All right, Sabrina, can you tell us the score for this round?
Okay, so for this round, Shalini scored 9 points and Shah scored 3 points.
What?
What?
Yes.
Three? That doesn't seem right, because I got like extras, right?
Three?
You got one extra, yeah.
Did I get that many wrong?
You passed over quite a few.
Damn.
Okay, but maybe you can make it up in the quotes category.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna bring it back.
Okay, let's bring it back, man. Okay.
I'm kind of happy. I don't have to watch any shitty reality shows.
All right, so let's start off with Sha 2.0 again, all right?
Okay.
Okay, that's why they say it's test time, so diaper up.
Amy Santiago.
Very good. Bow, bow,
bow. Bow, 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 bow.
All right. Okay, Shalini. Mm-hmm. The doctor said my sterility is so aggressive, it may have spread to her.
I'm going to say Chanda?
No, it was Charles Boyle. Oh crap. I could have given it over to Sha 2.0. So sorry.
I knew it.
Oh no. Oh crap.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm gonna like give another one to Shalini. Is that okay? And then if she can't answer it.
No, it's fine. Just continue.
Okay. All right. Sha 2.0. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I need you to be careful and efficient. And remember, if I'm harsh with you, it's only because you're doing it wrong.
This. Oh, wait. Monica.
Yes. Exactly. This is in the episode where Rachel's going away.
Oh, right.
Oh, man.
All right. Okay. All right. Shalini, the quote that you are going to get is, prefer being out of doors. Oh, I mean, I can read, of course. And I'm not suggesting you can't read out of doors, of course.
pass this because I don't know.
All right. Chateau.
I think that's Elizabeth.
I'm going to read it one more time. Okay. Prefer mm-hmm. being out of doors. Oh, I mean, I can read, of course. And I'm not suggesting you can't read out of doors, of course.
Coming back, but like.
Yeah, I feel like it's Elizabeth Bennet, but I'm not sure.
Okay, well, that was Mr. Bingley.
Conversation with Jane. But that is Mr. Bingley's movie, right?
Sorry?
That is Mr. Bingley from the movie, not from the book.
I think it's also in the book, though.
Okay, maybe. I can't remember.
Because I remember that quote being there in the ball, but I couldn't remember who was saying it. I just thought Elizabeth said it to someone, and it sounded kind of condescending. Okay, yeah, but this makes sense. Okay, go on.
All right, okay. So back to SHA 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there's no reason to be defensive just because you don't have the bone strength of a yogi. We all have our thing. You're a muscler. I'm a boner.
Charles Boyle.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Charles Boyle.
Yes.
No one else can call themselves a boner. Apart from my man, Charles Boyle.
Okay, so right. Okay. Shalini? okay. You don't own a TV? What's all your furniture pointed at?
Joey!
Yeah, that's Joey, all right. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, it's kind of true. I guess all our furniture is sort of pointed to our TV.
Yeah. But what did he say to?
He says it at the conference. Ross's dinosaur conference.
All right, okay. SHA 2.0, let's give you... Sorry, I have to scroll up and down. Oh man, I'm going past my Big Bang Theory questions. All right. SHA 2.0. Mm-hmm. It's a moo point. It's like a cow's opinion. It doesn't matter. It's moo.
Joey!
Yes, it is Joey, all right.
That actually makes so much sense. And I remember Rachel goes, after that, Rachel goes, either I've been living with him too long or that just made a lot of sense.
But you know what? It does.
It does. I kinda,
yeah, and I really LOL'd at that.
It's moo.
All right, Shalini. Look, it's okay. We all have fears. I'm so claustrophobic, I can't even go down into the downstairs supply closet. I hear they have some hot new binder clips, but I'll never know.
Amy Santiago.
Yeah, I think I sort of gave it away with the binder clips.
Binder clips.
No, because I always used to say that I identify with Amy on so many levels, and being claustrophobic is one of them.
Oh my God, I'm claustrophobic too.
Yeah, I'm just so... And that part where Rosa and Gina stuff her in the trunk, I fell for her. I was like, oh shit, I would have passed out.
Dude, there was once when... This was in Malaysia. My friends didn't understand what I meant by I'm claustrophobic because they thought I was just a little scared. But I'm legit claustrophobic, right? And they wanted me to sit in the back, like, in the last row of the car. In those, like, and I was just like, no, guys, I can't do it. Like, I'm really claustrophobic. I really can't. And they, like, one person straight up lifted me and pushed me in. And I had a mental, like, I had a meltdown. And I started crying. And I was like, oh, my God, no. And they got so scared. And I'm like, look, I'm claustrophobic. And I mean it. Like, I'm not just a little scared of, like, closed spaces. I'm genuinely claustrophobic.
Yeah. I'm not claustrophobic, but if someone were to lock me in a boot, I would scream and kick myself way out of there because I don't think I could stand like being in a boot of a car.
No.
Oh God.
Yeah. All right. So who are we moving on to? I think it's SHA 2.0.
Yeah.
SHA 2.0. I wonder who first discovered the efficacy of poetry in driving away love.
This is definitely Pride and Prejudice.
Right.
Driving away love. I'm gonna try my luck a second time with this. Elizabeth Bennet.
Yes, you are right.
That is. Bow, bow, bow. Bow, bow, bow. Darcy says, I thought poetry was the food of love. And then she says something about sonnets and whatever.
Oh, sarcasm in those ages was so classy.
Yeah. Now we've got your mom. not your mom, as in your mom jokes.
Okay, all right. Shalini. Let's give you Booyakasha.
What?
Booyakasha.
I'm gonna say Gina because I can't picture anyone else saying it unless it's someone from Friends. No, but I'm just gonna say Gina.
Okay. It's not Gina, it was Captain Holt. Yeah, I think this was during their heist with that that friend of his he had in the FBI when they were trying to recover some file. Yeah, and then they managed to go in and get it, and I think that was when he said Booyakasha instead of saying Booyashaka.
Okay, cool.
Okay, like another fun fact, Jake says cool, but Abed in Community says cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of cool.
Whatever, Community freaks.
You gotta start watching Community.
Abed says it more because of his whole thing, right?
Like, he's a little bit... the repetition of a certain word. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Whose turn is it?
Shatu.
Mine.
Sha 2.0. All right. Okay.
What?
I'm Asian. Okay. I'm an ABG.
Okay, so because I didn't understand why people care so much about their dumb dogs until I got a dumb dog myself. I've only had Arlo for a day and a half, but if anything happened to him, I would kill everyone in this room and then myself.
Rosa Diaz.
Yeah, babe. I'm not like a big animal lover, so when I heard Rosa saying that, I thought like maybe I should get myself a dog and see like what the fuss is about.
I was just gonna say I really want to be a Rosa Diaz more than I can, like, that is the person I really want to be. When someone asks me what kind of person I want to be, before Rosa Diaz's character was something I was introduced to, I wanted to be like a biker chick with like a leather, like a faux leather jacket, because, you know, I'm me. But with a leather jacket, I don't know how to ride a bike, but, you know, that was who I wanted to be. And then I see this character, but I'm really, truly just an Amy Santiago. I'm such a nerd.
So, fun fact, if you put three of us together as one person, we would be Rosa Diaz, because Sabrina used to be a biker chick. She owned a damn bike in Bali.
Please don't call me a biker chick. I used to ride a scooter. I'm more of a Charles Boyle, okay?
But if you could ride a scooter, you could ride a bike, right?
No, you can't. They're so different.
Some people say scooters are more risky than bikes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I'm capable of, I don't know, punching someone or using nunchucks on them. So yeah.
Okay, I'll handle that part. Actually, Sharna and I both can, because we both do boxing and kickboxing.
Yeah.
We've got that part covered. We need to be using like stars, throwing stars.
My favorite. Yeah, I'm just gonna blindly like punch people.
My favorite Rosa quote of all time is, "What kind of a woman doesn't have an axe?"
Yeah.
I want to wear a t-shirt so bad, so bad.
But honestly, like, so she always carries an axe. Gina always carries a hair dryer. Yeah. What do you mean you don't have a hair dryer in your bag? And he calls up Gina and he's like, "You always keep a hair dryer in your bag." And she's like, "Yeah, obviously."
But I can totally see her using it as a weapon.
Yeah.
It is Gina.
Yeah, but probably not in the way you would imagine she'd use it.
No, she'd probably like use it to light up something.
Flamethrower. Yeah. She's done it before.
Flamethrower.
Use it.
In that Die Hard season. All right. Okay. Last question, because it's 1:30. Mm-hmm. And it's going to go to Shalini, right?
Yep.
So, judge all you want, but married a lesbian, left a man at the altar, fell in love with a gay ice dancer, threw a girl's wooden leg in the fire, lives in a box.
Monica Geller.
All right. Okay, guys. We're done. So, total score for this. Shal 2.0 gets 6 points, and Shalini gets 3 points.
How many did I get?
3.
Oh, wow. We're pretty tied up.
Damn.
Yeah, you guys are, you're sort of merging.
Sort of
merging. It will all go down to this lightning round.
For the sake of our listeners and for my sanity, please let me be leading. I cannot do Desperate Housewives now.
Come on. But you know what? Like, the stakes aren't too high for me, if you think about it.
Yeah, that's true. For me, it is really high.
Yeah. So I've brought the competition. I've given you a reason to win this. I'm just kind of like, but yeah, I do want those brag rights. Let's do the lightning round.
Okay, hang on. We need to like scream out the answers. I think we should scream out something else so it's not too messy. We're both going to scream out the answers.
All right, so scream out your Potter house.
Ooh.
Ooh, Ken. I was thinking of doing pew pew, but that works too.
So, Shad, what house are you from?
What house?
Gryffindor. I'm a Gryffindor.
Yeah, Gryffindors are so basic. God.
Whatever.
We agree. Basic, hella reckless.
That's true. That's how you accomplish it. Who took down Voldemort? A Gryffindor. Who took down Grindelwald? A Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they consulted a Ravenclaw, they probably would have had less damage.
That's sort of true, but you know, you need our recklessness.
You know what this reminds me of? Sorry, quick tangent. You know that episode in Brooklyn Nine-Nine where Jake breaks in through the glass window and then Terry's like, "Did you know there was a vantage point in the ceiling?" And he was like, "Yeah, but what am I supposed to do? Sorry for dropping in." That would have been really good. And like, Terry's really pissed about all the paperwork he has to do. Terry's a Ravenclaw. Jake is a Gryffindor. Reckless.
Sure. But I think Terry's a Hufflepuff.
No, I think he's a Ravenclaw. Come on, like, he tried to teach Gina about astronomy.
Well,
and he's also, he's actually also really into tests and stuff, if you think about it.
He is, but...
Yeah,
but,
he is.
No, I think he's too, he's like a big softie.
Yeah, he's like a marshmallow heart.
He's a mix, a Ravenpuff.
A Ravenpuff. He's definitely a Ravenpuff.
Can I be a Ravenpuff for this?
Ravenpuff. All right. Yeah.
Just because I want to be with my one true love, Terry Crews.
Oh, Lord. Okay. All right. So we've got a Gryffindor and we've got a Ravenpuff. All right. Shall we go? Some of it easy, some of it hard. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's go. Who is Ravenclaw's house ghost and how did this ghost die?
Gryffindor.
Ravenclaw.
Gryffindor?
the gray lady, and she was murdered by the Bloody Baron. I'm not sure why I'm stuttering. I'm just really nervous. I know this.
We talked about this.
Oh, it was the Bloody Baron? Because like the answer that I got was Scorned Lover.
Yeah, the Bloody Baron was the Scorned Lover.
Sabrina has not read.
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
That's cool. Not oh, read that's sad.
The fifth book, so we can't spoil
it. Oh, that's sad.
Oh, all God, right, this okay. is going to be a really difficult.
Yeah.
But fine. I sort of expected this, but I'll need some time to process this a bit later.
It was a big reveal, knowing that. Like, I personally thought it was huge. I was just like, no way. Like, it was like new gossip to me. It's just like, no, wait, shut your damn mouth, JK.
Yeah, exactly. And like, how do they like how do they meet and talk after that in their ghostly world?
We can't tell you.
But Sha, Dr. Sha 1.0, whatever you are, she and I did speculate how they would interact at ghost parties. That is all I will say.
Yeah, and you can come to that episode, Sabrina, once you've read the books.
Yeah.
The last few books.
God, the first question, I'm shook.
You already screwed.
Shook it.
Yes. Okay. All right, okay. Name me Harry Potter's full muggle address.
Wow, I was just going to give Sherlock Holmes' address.
Come on, guys.
I can't remember the number, though.
Think of the first book when Potter gets his letter from school.
Oh, I don't remember the house number, man.
That's the one thing I don't remember, the house number.
Can you shout out, though? Whoever wants to answer, shout out your house.
Privet Drive. Number 4 Privet Drive. Boy under the cupboard, number 4 Privet Drive.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna say, are you guys there? Because you kind of
like. Yeah, we're here.
We're waiting.
7 Privet Drive, Little Winging, Surrey. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry, but both of you are sort of right, sort of wrong, so none of you will get this point. It's the cupboard under the stairs for Privet Drive.
I said cupboard under the stairs! Number 4 Privet Drive.
No, you just mixed all of it up. So none of you get it. Next one.
Hold on, wait. Name? I said boy in the cupboard under the stairs. Number 4
Privet Drive. There's no boy in the cupboard. There's no boy in the cupboard. There's just cupboard under the stairs.
Why isn't it? Like, it's close enough. Come on. You have to give me. I got number 4 Privet Drive. And I got cupboard under the stairs. Come on.
Shall I give the point to her?
I think she deserves it. Because she could remember number 4. That's just really. I don't know.
Okay, all right. All right, okay, 1 point for Sha 2.0. Moving on. Name me Dumbledore's favorite sweet.
Gryffindor! Gryffindor lemon!
Okay, all right, Gryffindor, Shani gets the point, all right?
I forgot what I was supposed to shout out. I just said,
I'm sorry.
You were so confusing.
I almost jerked and I was like, no.
I couldn't hear Shali's answer because Sha 2.0 was just bumbling. Oh my God. Okay, moving on. Name 2 of Mrs. Fig's cats.
I know one.
Can you please shout your name? Your house name.
I know one. Will I get half a point if I say one?
Whoever shouts their house name and gives me the answers first, then I will decide whether you get the point or not.
I'm just going to go because I really don't want to watch Desperate Housewives. So, Gryffindor. Mr. Tibbs.
I give up already.
Mr. Tibbs and...
Mrs. Tibbins.
I don't know. I only know one. And that might be wrong too. Can you give it
to me? Sha 2.0?
Nah, I don't remember at all.
All right, it was Snowy, Tibbles, Mr. Paws, and Tufty.
Damn.
I mixed up two of it.
Yeah. Tibbins is all a weird name.
Yeah, those are really weird names.
Really? Snowy?
Snowy.
It's like Snowy. Yeah. Right, standard cat name.
Yeah, true. Should have just said something basic.
Yeah. Mr. Paws. So basic. All right. Moving on. Who can describe or explain to me wizarding currency?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Do you want to like split this together and we work it out?
Can we split the points?
Okay, you get 1 point each if you both can describe it together.
Okay.
So what I think it's 1 galleon is equivalent to 16 sickles. And
But do we have to convert it to? So wait, do you want us to convert it to like British currency?
No conversion. Just explain how many sickles to a galleon and whatnot.
Okay.
16 sickles to a galleon.
Galleon, yeah.
Nuts to a sickle.
And how many nuts to a sickle?
I'm going to say 29, but I want to let Sharanya answer since we're splitting it.
Yeah, I think it's. Well, I thought it was just 25.
No, I remember her putting really odd numbers. That's not even. So I
25 is an odd number.
Yeah, but not like something that's like a prime number, not like an odd number. Odd as in weird. Not...
So you've got odd numbers and odder numbers.
Yes, exactly. An odder number.
Okay. Okay.
Final answer, you Gryffindor Ravenpuff team.
Okay.
Oh, get one answer.
We have to give one answer. Okay. I know the 16 sickles is right.
Okay.
But for the nuts.
Now I can't remember if it's 27 or 29.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe it's 27.
Wait, if we get both right, only then we both get points?
Yeah, of course. Come on, guys.
Okay.
You know why it makes more sense for it to be 29? Because she's not going to put 16 and then 27. That's like a 6 and a 7. That's like two, you know, it's just two.
It's back to back. What is this logic?
What is this logic, Shami?
If you observe number patterns, then you can sort of see like someone's just tried to bullshit their way through that. So it has to be something that's odder and doesn't really make sense. So it's like 16 and 29. But now I just realized that 6 and 9 are both like multiples of 3.
3, yeah.
I don't know.
All the maths is killing me. I'm going to give y'all 5 seconds to give me the answer.
Oh, Sharanya, call it. I don't know.
I'm going to say 27.
Okay.
Okay, so 16 sickles to a galleon and 27 nuts to a sickle.
Yes. So, oh, I thought that was the answer. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. No, the answer is 17 sickles to a galleon and 29 nuts to a sickle. Both of you do not get those points.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. But I was right about the 29 thing. Damn.
Yes, you were. All your theorizing was right.
Oh, but it was 17.
But it was 17.
Okay.
But yeah. It's 7 and 9. They're like prime numbers right after each other.
Yeah, well, it makes sense that you use prime numbers. Because, you know, you don't think of anything else.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. How often do goblins check vaults to see if anyone is trapped inside at Gringotts?
Ravenpuff?
Okay.
I want to say, and I could be completely wrong over here, every hour.
Oh, my God. Can I go? Yes.
I think Grip Hook says once every about 300 something years, but it's, I know 300 something.
Nope, it's once every 10 years, okay?
Oh, damn, we were both so off. You were like, I'm like once every hour, and you're like every 300 years.
Just the opposite ends.
Just like complete extremes.
It's like two Dumbledores could have lived and died and you wouldn't have checked.
Although, right, they should update it to to once every hour, just for good security measure. And or at least once every night.
Yeah. And Harry is not broken, so.
Yeah.
I think the reason why they want to do it once every 10 years is because they just want someone to die there.
Yeah.
In closed vault. Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's why Griffith was so nasty about it. What is the address of the headquarters of the Order of the Phoenix?
Gryffindor. The number. The It's either 31 or it's 51, but I'm gonna go with 31 Grimmauld Place.
It's 12 Grimmauld Place. That's like so far off.
Number.
You need the number.
I can't with the numbers.
Why do I remember numbers of addresses?
Oh, the generation just doesn't really remember numbers that well.
All right. Oh, and the question, the last question.
The last question.
Sabrina doesn't think that we can answer. And she's not even
reading books. Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to answer this one. But all right. How do you find the door to Hogwarts kitchen where the house elves work?
Gryffindor.
Okay.
So there's a corridor. There's a corridor off the entrance hall. I can't remember if it's left or right or how many staircases down, but there's a corridor that leads from the entrance hall. And then as you find a wall where there is a painting of a bowl of fruit, you have to tickle the pear, and then the pear starts giggling and it turns into a doorknob.
All right. Oh, I didn't think you'd be able to answer that one. That's a good one. All right. That's right.
You're insulting my two favorite things, food and Harry Potter.
I like particularly remember the tickle the pear part because it's so ridiculous. And like, there is this, I don't know if you guys have seen, like, there's this person that animated that scene of tickling the pear. And it's so cute. I'm going to try to find it and send it to you. But it's so cute because the pear like giggles and blushes like a, like a little child.
Oh, that is so cute.
It's the most adorable thing. But yeah, I'll try to find it and send it to you guys.
All right. So that concludes our trivia.
All right.
Hey, demons. It's your boy, Sha 2.0, from the editing towers of NerdMSA podcast. Unfortunately, Sabrina's voice got cut off at this point, so I'm just letting you know that Dr. Sha won. This is her bragging away.
This is good. For everyone, because now we don't have to watch Kardashians.
Hold on. Let's be honest. People would have loved the reality show episode.
They probably would have, because we would have bitched the crap out of it.
They would have loved it so much. It would have been good content. A-plus content.
No, but now we all got to get busy watching Korean stuff, so I got something to pick for the show.
That's true. You got to pick something good, though.
I don't
mind watching like all the interviews that BTS has done because I love them. Like I love all the interviews they've done. They're so good. And like when they do the what was it in the train with James Corden?
Oh yeah, that was so good.
They're so good.
When their performance at Grand Central Station. Oh my god.
Yes. I could not stop watching it. And one of my friends, one of my friends, shout out to Akil, because I know he listens sometimes. He is the one that forces me to watch all things BTS.
It's really good.
Yeah. And we're also Blackpink fans.
Sabrina is a huge Blackpink fan.
Blackpink in your area.
You've been listening to Blackpink every day.
I do not endorse them.
You know what, though? Like the OG girl band, like Korean girl band, is Girls' Generation. And you have to give them props. There were, I think, 19 members of GG.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was insane. And they were all like, God. This was like, I used to listen. Well, my friends used to listen to them in high school. And that's how I was exposed to it.
This is the group that CL is from, right?
No, CL is from 2NE1. 2NE1? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
Super no comment.
All right, so I guess we're doing Korean. Thank you so much for listening to our first episode in 2021, where we all are, except for Sha 1.0, Dr. Sha, who still, for some reason, wants to be in 2020 while the world is trying to move forward.
She's not over it.
Yeah, no one wants to be in 2020, but no. Thank you so much for listening to us. You can find our podcast on all of your podcast apps. Think we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Pod, Google Pod, and Anchor FM. If we're on anything else, do let us know. please do follow us on social media, send us an email. Do you want to tell them our handles?
Follow us at Instagram at NerdMSayPodcast. Follow us at Twitter, twitter.com/NerdMSayPod. And you can email us at NerdMSay@gmail.com.